attorneys, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
I know his Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Now, let's see what's going on down at Pine Ridge. Well, Abner's still having his troubles trying to keep peace in his family since his father's come to live with him. He has to keep shuttling the old man back and forth between his home and the store so that he won't get on either Elizabeth's or Lum's nerves too much. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jot 'em Down store and library. Grandpappy Spears is reading his favorite book, The Almanac.
Example number 17.
Uh-huh.
Abner, are you sure you're listening to this?
Grandpap, I've told you 50 times I got work to do.
Well, this is interesting, though.
Cradle-cradle.
Learn something from this. There's a whole page here in the almanac telling how to write different kinds of business letters.
I don't care what it tells. I've got to get these groceries straightened out before Lum gets back here.
Example number 17. Measures Park and Chiselhurst, Washington.
And Chiselhurst? Who are they?
Abner, how can I read this to you if you keep interrupting me all the time?
I never ask you to read me nothing.
Well, all right, then. Just keep quiet. Mrs. Park and Chiselhurst, Washington Place, Boston, Mass.
Oh, my goodness.
Dear sirs, please send me by express the following goods. 12 yards of green gauze.
Green gauze? Now, what in the world do you want with 12 yards of green gauze, Grandpa?
Want none.
What are you ordering it for, then?
Abner, if you just pay attention to me,
are you
going to
decorate your house up for a party and you ain't invited me to it?
For a party?
When's it going to be?
I don't know nothing about no pigeon-toed party. This is just something I was reading here in the almanac.
Well, read it to yourself, then, because I told you I'm busy. I want to get this all did, Grandpap, because Papa's coming down here pretty soon. It's hard to work when he's around here.
Oh, he's coming down. Good.
Yeah.
How is old Finest now?
Oh, pretty good, I reckon.
How's him and your woman getting along this time?
Well, a heap better than I ever expected. Of course, I try to keep him out of the house part of the time so as he won't get on Elizabeth's nerves too much. That's why I told him to come down here today for a while.
Yeah, see, you know, I believe Finest has changed, Abner.
Changed.
I'll admit, I never used to get along with him too good, but I sort of like him now. Enjoy having him around, sort of.
Well, I'm proud to hear it. Now, let me get to work here now. Don't bother me no more,
Grandpa. No, I wouldn't bother you. It's one thing I never do is bother nobody.
Uh-huh.
I just go along my own way, tend to my own business. Folks never hardly know I'm around, even.
Uh-huh.
It's curious if folks don't think I'm a hermit the way I keep to myself. See, where's I at now? Yes, green gauze, 12 yards. 24 yards of gingham. 14 pair of six-button gloves.
14 pair of six-button gloves?
Yeah. Lavender color, size 6 1/4.
My doggies, you're up to something now, Grandpap, ordering such stuff as that.
Abner, I told you I'm just reading examples of good-type business letters here.
Oh, that's right, I forgot. Excuse me.
Yeah, this is some handy stuff to know, too. Never can tell when you're going to have to write a business letter like this.
A letter ordering green gauze and lavender gloves?
Well, no, not necessary. Not them exact articles. You could change it to yeller gauze and pink gloves, or, well, most anything.
Yeah, I reckon so. I don't want to hear no more about it, because, wait a minute, there comes Pop-Up out there now. Dog as I ain't half done with my work, just on account of.
Well, I can entertain him for you, Abner. Me and him's old friends now.
Well, I sure appreciate it if you will, Grandpap, I'll tell you that.
It's a world today, a world.
Yeah, come on in, Papa. Milford's here, and you and him.
I'm sorry you couldn't get here quicker, Abner, but I thought I'd better dry the breakfast dishes for Elizabeth.
Yeah, well, you got here quick enough, Papa. Milford's here, and you and him.
Better dry the dishes for Elizabeth. He would have been here quicker if I hadn't done that.
Yeah.
Abner, I think that was your ring.
I know what I'm going to do.
Well, for
right
the land's sakes, Milford Spears. Never seen you sitting there. Abner, why didn't you tell me Milford was here?
Well, I was trying to tell you, Papa, but you just... Wait a minute. I better answer that. You talk to Milford for a minute here.
How are you anyways, Milford? That boy of mine don't ever tell me nothing.
Hello, jot him down, store and library.
Sit right down here,
Peabody,
old boy,
talking.
Tell me all about yourself.
Yes, Mom.
Yes, my goodness. You, You've lost weight, ain't you?
Yes, say, will you fellas be quiet here? I can't hear nothing. What is it now?
No, I ain't lost no weight.
Oh, yeah, he's here, Charity. Get some in.
I know where I'm all muscle now.
Yeah, Grandpap, here, this is for you. It's your woman, Charity.
Oh, I reckon what she's wanting. Excuse me a minute, Farnish.
Sure. Say, tell your woman hello for me, will you?
Listen, Papa, I've got quite a bit of work to do
well,
here.
Well, fine. So. That's fine. I'll help you.
Yeah, no, Charity. What else do you want?
You just sit there and visit with Milford. Get you a book and read it there.
I can't hear you, Charity. There's too much jabbering going on here.
Excuse us, Grandpap. Just sit there and rest.
Read that book. Well, I can't come home now, Charity. Well, just leave them sacks of potatoes where they're at, and I'll tell you where to stack them later on when I get home. Well, it won't hurt them none to set a while. Wait a minute, Charity. Abner, come here a minute.
What's the matter, Grandpa?
Just look what your papa's doing.
Huh?
Look, he's got hold of my almanac there.
Well, ain't nothing wrong with that. Besides, that ain't your almanac. That belongs to our library here.
Well, yeah, I know,
this
but I'm all
doing
it. It's
a public library, ain't it?
Yeah, I reckon it is.
Are you done talking on the phone?
Huh?
If you are, don't leave a receiver dangling there.
I was talking, wasn't I?
Oh, me, looks like I'm the only senseless one around here.
Hello, Charity. Huh? Well, just a minute now.
He makes talking on the phone.
Oh, all right, I'll be home right away. Pretty soon. Yes, I will. Uh-huh. Goodbye.
Say, Abner, look at the... Here's an interesting thing here that tells different examples of business letters.
Oh, yeah,
look
I know what
this,
does, Papa.
Example number 17. Messrs. Park and Chislehurst.
Yeah, that's nice,
Washington
Papa.
Place, Boston.
Awful interesting.
Dear sir.
Charity wants you to come home, Grandpa.
Please send me by express the following goods.
If that ain't disgusting.
12 yards of green gauze.
Disgusting. Abner, can I see you for a second over in the corner?
See me.
24 yards of gingham.
Well, sure, I reckon. Papa, will you excuse us for a second?
Sure. This is interesting here. This 14 pair of 6-button gloves, lavender.
Oh, what do you want, Grandpap? I thought you were supposed to go right home.
Well, I am going, but first I want to warn you.
Warn me?
Yeah, I don't generally poke my nose into other folks' business. But you and Lum are going to go bankrupted if you ain't careful.
Bankrupt? What are you talking about, anyway?
Why, you're a papa, natural. Folks are going to quit trading here if they have to listen to him droning on there all the time, reading that idiotic junk out loud. Carrying on.
Is that what's bothering you?
Well, it ain't bothering me, but it'll bother your customers.
Oh, my. I'll
tell you that right here now. They ain't going to put up with that pigeon-toed prattle-prattle.
Well, now, wait just a minute, Grandpap. When it comes to reading out loud in here,
I'll tell you, you're on the verge of ruinations if you don't put a stop to that. The most tiresome, aggravating one thing I ever listened to.
Well, Grandpap, you do the same identical things yourself.
Me?
Yes, sir.
Why, I don't do no such a thing.
Why, blow me alive. I've sat here time and again and listened to you read out of that almanac till I might nigh went plumb crazy insane.
Oh, I might have read you some little article out of it once or twice, but I always picked out something interesting. Not that no-count spavin-legged junk he's reading there.
Wait a minute, I believe that's all right. More like this Charity calling back here.
I'm just telling you these things for your own good, Abner.
Don't be... hello, John of Now, Store and Library. Oh, hello, Elizabeth. Yeah, Papa's here. Oh. Yeah, well, just a minute, I'll let you talk to him. Hey, Papa.
Oh, sure, send Patty to...
Papa?
What is it, son?
Elizabeth wants you to tell her where you put the coffee pot when you got done drying it over there today.
Why, I put it right... Yeah, let's see.
Well, here, you take the receiver. You tell her here.
Yeah, I'll tell her.
Step right up right
Hello? Hello? Who is it? It's Elizabeth, Abner.
I know it is. I know that's who it is. Go on and talk to her.
Hello, Elizabeth. What is it? Coffee pot. Well, let's see now. Where did I... I wiped it. I recollect that. Then, let's see.
Grandpap, I thought you were supposed to get on home.
I was. I'm going directly.
Well, what are you sitting down there for again, then, for?
Coffee pot.
I've got to rest first. That's a long ways home.
Oh, my
Well, try looking in the china closet, Elizabeth. Yeah. And if it ain't there, try the ice box. Or maybe... Yeah, that's a good idea. You find it. It's right there, Summers. I know. Goodbye.
Well, here's something interesting, Abner.
Grandpap, now you better get on home.
See, it tells you how to write business letters here. Example number 17.
How?
Messrs. Park and Chislehurst.
Oh, my goodness.
Washington Place, Boston. Dear sir.
Listen, Grandpap, your woman wants you to come home.
Please send me by express the following goods. 12 yards of green gold.
Grandpap.
24 yards of...
Wait a minute, Papa. Where about you going?
Oh, I'll see you later, after. I gotta be going.
Well, here, wait a minute, Papa. You're supposed to stay here with me today.
Well, I know it, son, but... I can't stand to sit here and listen to that varmint read out loud. That gets on my nerves.